Blog Talk Radio.
Subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. Let's win together. Yes. Exciting. You know, I want you to allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going today in our broadcast. You know, I will share with our in-studio guests, the Global Wellness Coders, for about 40 minutes into today's broadcast around our subject, Health is Wealth. And then we're going to open our lines up for your audience participation, and we encourage you, we want you to know that this is a safe space, and we so love and appreciate the interactivity. So guess what? At the appropriate time, don't be shy. Please feel free to jump right on in. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in at the appropriate time. So if you don't already have your pen, notepad, laptops, desktops, iPads, tablets, smartphones with your notes, whatever you need, you definitely want to grab it so that you can capture the richness around our mind, body, and soul talk. For truly, health is the greatest wealth. You know, on our installment today, we have, this is our Wellness Monday, and we're doing Wellness Monday once a month, every first Monday of the month, where we bring our global wellness coders to join me in the boardroom, and we want to empower and support you in this mind, body, soul growth and health, and just making sure that we give you what you need to be more equipped. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's show with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM. Go old school. Send an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo, bottom line, I think you get it. Do whatever you need to do personally to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. Again, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it is our Wellness Monday. I absolutely love Mondays, and Wellness Mondays has truly become one of my favorite specials that we're offering throughout the year of 2021. And it's extra special to your Coach Adams because I'm on a health and wellness journey, and I'm really having a good experience, and I want to be able to share with those of you listening in this season that we're coming out of, you know, of COVID-19. We're still in the midst of it, but we're on the tail end of it now, I believe. I trust that we're on the tail end of it. And this, too, will be passing real soon. But I say that because at a crucial time when we realize the significance of health. You know, it's so interesting because I was listening to a vegan influencer, and she was saying that she always thought that diseases were genetic. And she realized in hearing a documentary that it's not that diseases are genetic, and some may be, but that the reason why some of the same family members get the same ailments is because they're eating the same foods. And isn't that an interesting thought to process? And so on our health and wellness journey and in our series, we want to give you tools that not only support you in getting your body in a better place, but also allowing yourself to recognize, what do I need to do to care for my mind? Because if my mind is not in the right place, guess what? That's going to affect my body. In addition, we're going to take a look at soul and the significance of our soul. Because if our soul is not in the right place, guess what? Yes, you guessed it. It in turn as well will affect our body. And so we want to challenge you as we move into today's segment with our in-studio guest, the Global others. We want to challenge you to start processing around what is your legacy? What is your mind, body, and soul legacy? And the reason why we're focusing on legacy as a subtopic for today, because today, March 1st, marks Women's Awareness, Women's History Month. Last month we had Black History Month. And so we really, in each of those, are dealing with legacy. What is your legacy? What will that look like? And so with that said, we want to challenge you to think about what will your mind, body, and soul legacy be that you will leave. And this is going to be a very interesting conversation, I believe. So without further ado, I am on the edge of my seat, excited to bring in my fellow global wellness coders, Lady Tabitha Kendrick and our Dr. Veronica Wilson. Ladies, are you in the boardroom with me?
Woo!
Yes. Good to be here.
Yay, we have our global wellness coders. I love it. You know, the Global Wellness Coders was really a brainchild of Lady Tabitha Smith. And so, Lady Tabitha, help us to understand this term, Global Wellness Coders, and what that means and where that came from.
Well, Coach, first of all, let me say thank you for once again inviting us to come on to Motivational Monday. It's one of my favorite shows in the world. So this actually came from being a global businesswoman. All three of us are global businesswomen. And when I started, when I partnered with TLC, and then also some people know that I have a technical background, coding, Apple computer. And, you know, as I go through life and figure out problems, we'll come together and say, well, let's decode this. Let's solve the problem, right? In our DNA, we have codes. Everything is a code. We just have to decode it. So that's really how it came about. And then I had a conversation with you, and you said, well, how does this sound? I said, it sounds great. So that's how it came about, the Global Wellness Coders, all about wellness. Some of you know my testimony, my health breaking down, and I literally had to take it step by step to decode because, you know, physicians, we praise God for them, but they're practicing medicine. And so I really had to seek the word of God. I had to just really go into myself and do my own research and decode each problem, whether it affected my mind, body, or soul. It was layers of it. And now I'm just excited to share this same process with a team that's growing that includes yourself, Dr. Veronica, and several other women, all the way to Guam, Africa, Mexico, Philippines is coming on board. So, yeah, that's how it all started, that conversation, and just the beginning.
You know, and I so appreciate you casting the vision because we never want to assume that individuals listened in last month or the month before. This is actually, we were talking about this earlier. This is our fourth month of our Wellness Monday series. And again, we'll be doing it throughout the year of 2021, every first Monday of the month. Now, you mentioned TLC. Now, of course, I know what that is, but we don't want to assume that our global listening audience is as informed as we are. What does TLC stand for, and what does that actually mean?
TLC stands for Total Life Changes. So I believe, starting with myself, I partnered with a company that has natural products that detox the body and actually heal and address issues. Of course, we don't claim any medical claims. However, people, including myself, take different forms of detox tea, whether it be a multivitamin. For myself, I did not do well with pills. You know, all of us are affected by this COVID-19 virus, so we all need to boost our immune system and just really take care of ourselves. So we have amazing multivitamins, which is their, I call the hero liquid gold of the business. So Total Life Changes starts with a multivitamin and also detox tea. We have, like, the one of the best detox tea with or without CBD in the world, and it's very healing, and it purifies, it detoxifies the body.
Excellent. Lady Tabitha, thank you so much for sharing that and giving us the opportunity to kind of get a greater understanding. Now we have in the wings Dr. Veronica Wilson. Dr. Veronica, I welcome you to Motivational Mondays, of course, a fellow global wellness coder. Share with us, if you will, you know, what started you on the path of this, you know, quest for greater health and wellness? In brief, what does that look like for you? What set you on the journey?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for this platform and being able to share some of the things that the knowledge that we've come into. And I think for me, health, I believe that it was established by our Creator, God, and it's something that we have to still depend on Him for, but we should always try to obtain, keep optimum health. And that is the best for us. I think that we can walk in health. I think that a lot of people, even the body of Christ, has believed for a long time that sickness and disease, which dis-ease is, if you break down that word disease, people really think that it's normal, that at some point they have to become, you know, some point in life that sickness has to occur. But now the more I study the Word of God and the more I take part in my health and wellness, I don't believe that anymore. Just like you were telling the story of the lady who was a vegan and people thought everything was hereditary, and sometimes you find out it's just the way your family has been passing on the eating style for generations that caused different sicknesses and diseases. So I do believe that health, good health, is God's best for us.
Yeah. Ooh, I love, Dr. Veronica, that you brought that point out, because you hit the nail right on the head. It's not a natural transition, for I believe as well with you, because of God's word. It is not a natural transition for us to simply, okay, we'll get older and we'll have failing health. No, we give a foothold to the enemy, I believe. I truly and firmly believe by what we eat. And, you know, it's interesting because as I was processing around the rich heritage that I have, being that my family is from Louisiana, my dad was from Louisiana, both of my grandparents on my mom's side are from Louisiana. The reason why I share that is that my Louisiana roots run deep, and so the Louisiana cuisine, the Creole cuisine that is truly rich, those roots go deep in me, and I am a foodie, and I'm managing that, you know, growing to manage that and be more effective in my health and wellness in this season, as we've talked about at the top of the show. And so, but I love that you brought this point up, because what I'm growing to realize as well is that in our bad eating habits, in not, you know, taking care of our mind, body, and soul, which we're each going to talk about different aspects of that, we carry that over. And if we don't have good habits, guess what? We pass those habits down that we have that are not good habits to our family, to our children, and so on and so forth, and it becomes generational, like we were talking about and how you brought that point out around the food and the way that we eat. It's generational. I've just been seeing people eat this way, so I eat this way. I've eaten this, you know, and so it just becomes this bad habit that we've all created. And we, the Global Wellness Coders, we really want to support you in making a shift. I'm going to go over to Lady Tabitha. Lady Tabitha, we're, of course, talking about crowning your legacy, as you would say, mind, body, and soul. Tell us a little bit about how can we, quote, unquote, crown our legacy as it relates to our soul and health as the greatest wealth.
Coach, I believe it's important that all of us first take inventory, do a self-assessment. You know, me being a believer, I think it's important that we leave a legacy for our children's children. But first, it starts with us. So self-inventory, assessment of yourself. What I have found is a couple of warning signs. And this all ties together to your legacy because, you know, we're in a pandemic, and I feel like that was God, the creator of this universe, shutting everything down, settle us all down to really think about our decisions, how we live our life, how we think, how we eat, how we move, how we treat other people. We've all been locked up in the house and have time to think about it. And so with that, I'm going to say, I think it's important that we, when you take an inventory, do I have jealousy in my heart? Do I have envy in my heart? Do I have deep, dark secrets locked up in the closet? You know, old school say, take it to the grave, you know? One of the things this causes mental illness. This causes a disruption in the body. In the mind, the soul, in the body, and it'll show up in different ways. And so now when I say, you know, that's my tagline, crown your legacy. And so part of my coaching practice is that I take people all the way to the birth canal, literally when you're in your mother's womb, because that's when the recorder starts. Ears develop on an embryo around the 8-week mark. Right? So whatever was going on in that hospital room, in the mother's, in the car, in the room, during the pregnancy, that's being recorded into the tissues, into the DNA of a person, right? So, you know, I'm really challenged now to where, you know, I'm not interested in just cheerleading people on and giving them, feeding them like fake information or false information that's really not going to help them. So to crown their legacy, let's clean up, let's detox, let's purify first, right? And so I just want to
come down. Ooh, I love that, Lady Tabitha. I love what you have just shared, and I don't want to break your thought, but I wanted you to know that there was so much richness in what you shared. Wow. Any other thoughts and insight that you have around this legacy of our soul?
I think when we, again, I'm going to always just go back, Coach, to doing that self-work. You know, many of us have read a lot of self-help books, but we need to purify and purge out our soul. And one of the things you're going to, that kind of signals our bodies. I believe the way God created us, He gives us different signals. Like, for example, you'll feel nervous, you'll feel anxiety, you'll feel depression, you'll feel these different things. I studied the brain and the nervous system because I had to do this for myself so that I could crown my legacy, right? And it'd be a true, strong legacy that could stand, right? Because people, our kids, people, our listeners, people that read about us and read our books, I think they're going to really appreciate when we kept it real, right, and authentic. So I'm going to say to really do the self-work on your soul and by going through a checklist of your emotions and how are you feeling. And it's okay. And I've said once before, some things are so personal and so hurtful, you can't tell someone else. You can't tell your pastor, you can't tell your friend, your sister, or a parent, but you can tell God, you can tell yourself, and what you do is you write it on a piece of paper, but you do not want to leave it inside of you. You want to get it outside of you onto paper. If no one ever sees it, And often when I'm working with people, I have them write those things down that are really hurting and eating away at them. And I have them throw it in the fireplace. Light it on fire. Throw it in the fireplace. So it's like done. But I think the most important thing, nugget, that I could give a person is to crown your legacy. Do not leave here with a lot of heaviness and darkness and hurt and pain and disgust inside of you. That I had tumors, okay? This is a wellness show. I had tumors, two tumors, size of grapefruit, okay? I'm pretty much a clean eater, a gourmet eater, you know? I eat the best, right? Because I've been blessed to be able to do that. I wasn't eating chitlins and beef every day. But what I do believe, when I did my research, when I decoded this thing, Coach, I saw that I really did not talk about the things inside that hurt me deeply. I help everyone else, but I didn't talk about the things inside of me. And so, I believe in fibroid tumors are very, very prevalent in women of color, right? So a lot of stress. I lived with a lot of stress. Right, climbing that ladder, hitting that ceiling, being a professional, I had a lot of stress, high achiever, right? So are you putting pressure on yourself? Did your family put pressure? Is society putting pressure on you, right? We have to release all of this because it causes toxins in your body. All of this causes toxins in your body that will lead to depression, anxiety, nervousness, right, panic attacks. So that's my first advice, to crown the legacy and write things down. And you don't have to be ashamed. Let shame go. Let it go. And I know that our listening audience, the majority of them are entrepreneurs, right? So we need all of our energy. You know, we need good energy, happy energy, positive energy. And oil and water does not mix together, right? But I count it all joy at the same time, because I would not be able to come on to Motivational Mondays if I did not go through that testimony. So I'm grateful for it, but let's put the work in for ourselves to crown our legacy, to crown our legacy. Not waiting on someone else to do it, but being the co-author with God about your life, right?
I love that, Lady Tabitha. It is so important that we are in partnership with God and being the co-author with Him and really staying sensitive to how is He speaking to us. And I love the various areas that you challenged us in as it relates to our soul, felt your passion around that and the fire around the same. And I trust our global listening audience has as well. I want to go over to Dr. Veronica. Dr. Veronica, give us some insight on how can we crown our legacy concerning our body. Lady Tabitha shared with us about our soul. You'll share body, and I'll, of course, come back and share on mine. Give us some thoughts that you have in how we can crown our legacy concerning our body.
Lady Tabitha was really on target, on fire with those nuggets she shared. And I kind of want to go in a little bit of a different direction to add to what she already shared. First of all, I think we need to establish where health originates. And I think, you know, we have to know that we know that it originates in God. He designed these bodies. He made them beautifully and wonderfully made. And we don't depend on us totally for our health, and we don't depend on another man. Like Lady Tabitha said, doctors are wonderful, but the Word of God has so much untapped, rich fruit in it for the body of Christ, for our, in regards to us, you know, we need to have the right nutrients in our body. We need to know that we need to care for our immune system, and we need to present our temples as a temple of God. We need to take care of what God has given us. a lot of times we take care of everything else in the world and we neglect our own bodies. We eat any kind of way, and I, you know, on the last show I said we have the nerve to pray over that plate, and the plate is full of toxins. And so those kind of things, I think when it comes to crowning our legacy, we need to think a little bit different. Our spirit man needs to take control and speak to our soul, and then our mind will speak to our body, and then our body will act accordingly. So as we learn to do better, we do better. We eat better, and we take on the responsibility of knowing that our body is not our own, and we should present it to God as a temple he gave us to stewardship over while we're in this earth realm. So when we come to health, not thinking of controlling sicknesses, but thinking of conquering sickness, because he says we're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. So I know everybody may not be a believer, but if you could just catch on to this nugget about you have a creator who knew exactly how creatively and wonderfully he designed you, and you want to please him with the design he made. You want to be more conscious of your body. We live kind of haphazardly sometimes with our body, and we've all talked about how when we were young, we were so skinny and healthy, and not that skinny means health or whatever, but we didn't have to be concerned about our health as much because we were all pretty healthy as children and growing up. Now we find we have to maintain what God has given us. So I think we need to make sure that we come into agreement with the word of God for our health, because first of all, we need to know that he wants us healthy. And we need to agree with that part. And we need to believe it by faith. We need to believe that we can be healthy. Some people don't even think they can be healthy. And if you're not right now, it's a good time to start.
Amen. Good.
I love that. What you both have shared is so good, because what we put in our bodies affects our soul, affects our mind. It all interlocks and it all connects together. So as you mentioned, Lady Tabitha, you were in the workplace dealing with a lot of stress, and that was affecting your body. And so when we internalize and we don't release those toxins that are building up on the inside, it begins to allow other things to manifest. And I love, Dr. Veronica, that you said, hey, health is your right. You don't have to walk in bad health. But many people do not believe that they can have a healthy body. Now, I love what you said, Lady Tabitha. You said, hey, we have to do the work. You can't get it without doing the work. Yes, the benefits are there, but it requires for us to dig in and do the work. I'm more delicious in this season. That's my little term, you guys. Bear with me. Don't judge me. And for me to become less delicious, guess what? I got to do the work. Whatever that looks like.
I love it.
The walking, the eating better, so on and so forth. I have to do the work. And so I'm doing the work. And one of the things that I want to talk about, and, of course, I want us to go to our globalistic audience, and we're coming right over to you. So if you have any questions, we want to hear from you. You have any comments, we're going to give you an opportunity to engage and interact. So give us just a moment to share one other area with you, and that area is the mind, because we're talking about mind, body, soul. How do I leave a legacy, as we're connecting that with, of course, this being Women's History Month and leaving a legacy? What does that look like? Well, you know, as I was processing around this very subject, and I love the subject of the mind, the brain, and for me, leaving a legacy is, one, establishing good habits in your family and assisting them with understanding what is it that they should even be thinking about in their mind, and creating that intentionality to recognize that if you're focused on negative things, guess what? negative things is what's going to develop in your life. And so we have to be intentional about creating the habit, changing from that negative, those bad habits, to new habits that are positive, that serve us, and that will align us with God's purpose and His call for our lives and where we're going on our journey. But we have to, as you stated, Lady Tabitha, we have to do the work. And this doing the work is, one, I have to be mindful of what are my thoughts. What am I thinking about? Because the reality is that each and every one of us, self included, we all have to battle what I like to call stinking thinking. This stinking thinking is a direct result of those negative deposits that have been deposited in us from the moment we were born. Those negative words that were spoken, that were deposited in our emotional bank account, in the bank account of our minds, of our hearts, of our souls, as you mentioned, Lady Tabitha. And so whatever those various words are, and it's been stated that we receive one positive word to 25 negative words. So the reality is that we all have a lot of thinking, thinking. And in order for me to change my mindset and allow my mind to be healthier, it starts with me first. I have to make a decision and be intentional about making a shift. And then I have to pass that legacy on to others. You know, for those that listen in regularly, you know, I will often or on occasion have mentioned a young man by the name of Muggsy Bowles, who used to play in the NBA. And I referenced him because I heard his story. And I love the fact that he said, and this to me speaks to legacy, and we could come up with many others, but I'm using him as an example simply because he didn't meet the standard of the NBA height-wise. He didn't have the height and all of that. But yet he said, no one ever told me that I couldn't, so I didn't think that I couldn't. Again, he went to the thinking of the words that had been spoken. So he had healthy thinking. He had positive thinking in this regard. And I don't know him personally, but that speaks volumes to the fact that whoever was depositing into him deposited into him great habits and said, you can do whatever you want to do. As we know, God's word says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And I, Dr. Veronica said, if you're not a believer, that's okay. Principles are universal. Know that if you believe in God or not, what you're thinking, it's going to affect you. Those negative thoughts are going to affect you. So don't the table for negativity, as you often hear me say, and be conscious of your thoughts. It's one thing to, you know, recognize, oh, I have negative, you know, I don't recognize that you are even coming from a negative place. You have to be consciously aware. You have to, as the young people would say, you have to be woke. You have to be aware that you actually have negative thinking because the thoughts are habitual. They have been created through the habit of repetition. Those thoughts that have been deposited over and over and over again, someone said, oh, you can't do that. You're not going to be anything. Oh, you're not good enough. All of that begins to wear on and pull on us, and then guess what? I begin to, figuratively speaking, speak that to my offspring, to my children, to my children's children. I was speaking to a very dear friend of mine, and she's really struggling in this season because her mom had a stroke. And she's having to be the primary care provider for her mom. She loves her mom in her heart. She loves her mom. But she has had to manage the relationship because it has not always been so positive. And she was sharing with me the struggle of, because she's had to really break that negativity cycle in her life with her children, but now she's at a place where she's caring for her mom, and so they're fused together in a different way than just, oh, I see you on occasion. Now it's every day. And she was saying, I can't handle her negativity. And in thinking and processing around that, what I heard was her mom has been carrying this legacy of negativity that she recognizes. If I'm not conscious, we're talking about the second point of being conscious, that I'm going to internalize that. So she's struggling with this battle of how do I support my mom but not take on this negativity because I'm consciously aware of the negative words that she speaks as an adult, may not have been as a child. So we have to be conscious of those thoughts. We have to be conscious of those words that are affecting us. And we have to make a switch. Aren't aware, you now make decisions that shift you away from, but not only is it shifting you away from, so it's not just for you, you now become a change agent, and you now shift the downline of generation after generation. Your children, if you don't have children, the children in your sphere of influence around you, your nieces, nephews, you know, whoever that may be, that you now make a shift with you first so that you're in a healthier place. Because, you know, when we go, I love to travel, and that is the one thing that I must say I really miss in this season of COVID, being able to travel. I love to travel and have been fortunate to be able to travel literally around the globe with my mentors, founders of Boston Movement and Vertical Leap, Alan Hattie Hollingsworth. As many of you know who listen in on a regular basis, I serve their ministry as a global master trainer and have had some amazing experiences with my mentors. And speaking of making a deposit into the next generation, Boston Movement, Building on Spiritual Substance, is the youth leadership training curriculum for Coach Alan Hattie Hollingsworth, and it is life-changing. We have an ambassador call that's actually coming up on this Saturday, and I invite you, if you have a heart for youth ages 6.5 to 11.5, I invite you to give the Coach Adams team a call. We'll make that connection for you, 310-289-2101. How you can be a change agent right around what we're speaking about and leave the right legacy. That was an off the page, but yet such a connecting point for me around what we're talking about. And so making that shift, making that switch, shifting things up. When you have, number one, you are aware. You create the intentionality. You're aware of the thoughts. You're conscious of the thoughts. And you make the shift where you need to make the shift so that now you're becoming a change agent. And you're becoming a change agent so that now you take care of you first. Because, of course, I mentioned travel. And the reason why I brought all of that up is that when you travel, when you're on the airplane, the flight attendant comes on and tells you, what? If we get a loss of cabin pressure, an oxygen mask will drop down. When it does, you put the mask on you first, and then you help others around you. And so we have to put the mask on us first and care for our minds, our thoughts first, be aware of what we're thinking, be aware of the negativity, and begin to shift that negativity, and then pass that on as a legacy to others, the insight, the wisdom that we have gained, so that we can be in a healthier place, mind, body, and soul, and know that it's about caring for all aspects of who we are. I've been transparent in saying I was good, mind, soul, tight. Body, you know, it was good because it was just good. And then as I began to become more mature in age, it began to shift, and those bad habits that I had were no longer serving me, and I'm growing each day in better habits. We're going to come to you. I'm going to pause there. We have some other nuggets that we can share, but we're going to take a pause there because we want to give you an opportunity, our global listening audience, to chime into this conversation. Maybe you have a question, a comment. We want you to be able to interact with us. So this is a time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. The dial-in number, because if you are sitting in front of your electronic device, guess what? You have to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. We would love to hear from you. Lady Tabitha and Dr. Veronica, ladies, I want to come back to you because I want to know, do you have any additional insight that you would like to share with us on today around caring for our body, health being the greatest wealth, and being able to leave a legacy with our body or our soul? Any other richness and insight that you would like to share? If there was one thing that you could tell your younger self around, this is a good way of approaching it. Dr. Veronica, if there was one thing that you could tell your younger self about caring for the body, what would you tell your younger you?
I would tell her that you will age because these bodies are going to age and then at some point expire, but you want it to age properly, you want it to age healthy, and you want it to even expire properly. So I think we can be in control of that when we thought we couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I would tell that to my younger
self.
Ooh,
I like that. I like that. Okay. Lady Tabitha, what would you tell your younger self concerning the soul?
Well, I've had an excellent example, and I have a surprise. Dr. Veronica and I were sitting here smiling as we talk about legacy. We would be remiss not to share in our listening audience, we have a Motown global legacy matriarch of Motown sitting here, Mama DeBarge, and she's listening, and she actually answered the question. She wrote it on a piece of paper, the very question that you just asked, what would you tell your younger self? And so I would like to, it is Women's History Month.
Yes.
It's Women's History Month, and we're talking about legacy. So we are so blessed, Dr. Veronica and I, to sit here with our precious mother, Esther Lynn DeBarge. And so she actually has a comment. So I'm going to pass the mic to her and allow her to answer the question, which is how I would have answered it, but she has the experience and the legacy. She's a living legacy, you know.
Oh, wonderful. Yes. Hello, Mama DeBarge. Welcome to the show.
Hi, dear. I was listening to you guys, and this, well, I was blowing my mind, and I was just trying to write some stuff on the paper, and I was thinking, you know, some things that I would have said if you had asked me those questions. And I often tell young people to listen to their body, because the body talks to you. And it'll tell you, I don't want that. Don't give me that. Don't put that in me because I won't grow properly. I'll give you a heart attack or diabetes if you eat that. Your body talks to you,
mm-hmm.
okay? And reminds you that what you put in it, it don't like. But we don't listen to our body. And then you know when you don't listen to your body, the way you treat your body, when you get older, it'll come back and tell you, I don't like you when you treated me. So you get the diabetes and the high blood pressure and all the other bad things because you didn't treat the body right when it was young. You got to treat it right when it's young so it won't come back and tell you, you didn't treat me right. So I'm telling you, I'm not giving you long life.
Mm.
I can't last like this. I'm all messed up from all the mess you done and all the mess you ate. Listen to your body. It's very important because your body won't lie to you. Well, listen to your body. That's just something that I wanted to just say, and I hope somebody can receive that, okay?
I love that. That is such great wisdom, and thank you so much for chiming in. Wow, what an unexpected pleasure and a joy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Dr. Veronica and Lady Tabitha, we have a caller. I'm going to bring and transition our caller in. Area code 214, last four digits 1656. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and the Global Wellness Coders.
Well, Coach Adams, thank you for the very important topic. I so agree with Mother DeBarge because as we age, we do have to change what we're eating. And I was listening to you earlier. I'm a Creole girl, and the food is really good, you know. And when you cook Creole,
yes, it is.
You hate to miss it. You just don't want to let it go. But you have to let it go because there's no way that you can prepare it in an alternative manner. And the one thing I wanted to just add is to the listeners is that when we should heal our bodies, even as Mother DeBarge is speaking, and the Lady Tabitha and the other sister, they talked about what to put into the body, and so we have to detox it. And one of the things that I would just like to add to tonight is about fasting, and we don't always have to eat three meals a day, 7 days a week, and so we just need to really educate ourselves on the bodies. And not only that, the Word of God said, you know, that he gave us the fruit trees, and the leaves of those trees were for the healing of the nations. And so understanding that, you know, as Mother said, when we come of age, we have to change the way we live. Our lifestyle of eating has to change. So thank you all for your input tonight.
And thank you so much. So appreciate you chiming in tonight. It's always a joy to have you jump in and ask a question, give comments. I love it. I love it. I love it. Press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. And for those of you that are listening in and maybe you have a question or a comment around today's discussion and what we're talking about, the lines, again, are open, and we come to you, our global listening audience. We would love to hear from you. This is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in 516-453-9374. 453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. You know, it's interesting that Mama DeBarge mentioned, you know, take care of your body. That was going to be my thoughts exactly. If I had to say something to my younger self, I would say, 1, be mindful of what you're giving your thoughts to. Stay mindful of what you're developing in your thoughts, negative or positive. Focus on the positive. And then the other would be, if I was saying concerning the body specifically, start with and establish good habits early. And this actually applies to everything. Start as early as you can. Start right where you are. And start, take little bite-sized steps. Meaning, you know, if you're going from not walking and you say, oh, I want to walk 5 miles a day. No, just start by walking around the block, up the street, increase it. So start as early as you can. Start right where you are and be okay with starting small. That would be the insight that I would give my younger self. And as it relates to soul, I would tell her, nothing can replace your relationship with God. You have to have that anchor. So in each of the areas, that is the wisdom that I would share to my younger self. As we prepare to transition and close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, Lady Tabitha and Dr. Veronica, we have about 3 minutes or so, and I would like to give each of you a minute and a half to just share any final thoughts, any final wisdom, insight, greatest lesson you have learned that you would like to share and leave with our global listening audience today.
Coach, I just would like to share with the listening.
Lady Tabitha, why don't you kick us off? Oh, okay, go ahead.
Oh, I would like to share with the audience. I have grown to have a deep love and appreciation for the sun, because when the sun rises, I believe that, you know, God intended we can rise, right? New mercies, new grace every single day. So when the sun rises, we rise. And move around and just really be conscious of that new grace, new mercies every day, which means that you get opportunity to start over every day. Yesterday does not matter. You can start over. And so I just want to share that with the listening audience. Reset. I literally do this every day, family. When the sun rises,
I rise, start over
every single day. And that's a gift from God. Every single day. If we've opened our eyes and we have the breath of life and oxygen to breathe, that's saying God's saying, you can do it, right? Mm-hmm. I hear Coach, right, Mr. H, and I hear myself crying your legacy. But most of all, I hear God saying, I love you. Go forth. Mm-hmm. You have purpose. Mm-hmm. I'm not finished with you yet.
I love that. I love that. Dr. Veronica.
I would say, focusing in on when we're talking about the body, nutrients, being more conscious of the nutrients we put in our body, being more conscious of keeping our immune system healthy. And the sister who chimed in, she hit something really on the head that I had in my notes for tonight, fasting. We don't always have to be eating all the time. God requires us to fast and detox these bodies, and then water. And I guess if I would sum this whole thing up, Coach, I would say food. Watch what we eat. You know, be more conscious of what we eat. Be intentional about being healthy. And I'm preaching to the choir. I'm starting with me first, because now I'm starting to look at what I pick up, what I go in the grocery store and buy, the quality of food, the amount of vegetables, the amount of fruits, the proper things that God designed these bodies that would continue to keep us healthy, because He had a divine design, and He created these bodies to keep themselves healed. They heal themselves if we put the right things in them.
Amen. So true.
I love that. And, you know, the intentionality is so crucial and so key. And so maybe you've heard something today and you want more information regarding the TLC products. Maybe you want to start your own business at home. And you have a love for health and wellness. We would like to support you with that. You can give the Coach Adams team a call at 310-289-2101, and we'll make the connection with our global wellness coders. I must say that I think it's maybe been about 4 months now that I have been utilizing the product as a resource and a support, and wow, the journey has been great. And so I encourage you, if you want more information, there's no obligation for just wanting more information. But we have to be intentional. And I love that Dr. Veronica brought out that key word, intentionality. We must be intentional. We must shift our bad habits. We must be aware of where we are in our journey, and that applies mind, body, and soul. This is Coach Adams, along with the Global Wellness Coders. We thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today on our Wellness Monday. Next week, we're going to pick things back up in our Shape Up series. We have the third Monday of this month. We have our Money Matters. Our coaches are coming back. The Real Money Coaches are coming back. On the 22nd, we have a newly released published author that I'm so excited about who will share with us her journey on processing the pain and writing and creating her book and give you more information around that. And then we'll go back into our Shape Up series to close out the month because Monday has five Mondays. So I'm excited. We thank you so much. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. We thank you for tuning in. We ask that you join us again next week. And don't forget the archives are rich with insight to support you on your journey of empowerment to win. I coach, you win. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you, hear you next week.